Miloš Zeman now enjoys guaranteed sympathetic television coverage on a medium called TV Barrandov, a commercial station offering a smorgasbord of teleshopping, communist-era police dramas, and a weekly interview with the president.
Dobrý večer, vážení diváci televize Barrandov. Vítejte u svého pravidelného čtvrtečního.
In the most recent edition, Mr. Zeman made some rather explosive claims. In the wake of the Salisbury poisonings, which the UK blames squarely on Moscow, one of the many theories pushed by the Kremlin was that several countries, not just Russia, were capable of producing the Novichok nerve agent used in the attack on the Skripals. Those countries, said Russia, included the Czech Republic. That claim was roundly condemned as an outright lie by most Czech politicians, and the government later expelled three Russian diplomats from Prague. But President Zeman took a more cautious tack, asking the intelligence services to report back to him. 2 months later, this, he said, was the result.
V listopadu minulého roku
In November of last year, the Defense Ministry's military research laboratory tested a paralytic nerve agent that bears the designation A230. The amount of poison tested was allegedly relatively small, and after the testing, the poison was destroyed. That's the fundamental information contained in the report. Both the military research laboratory and the State Nuclear Safety Institute claim that this substance was not Novichok, but another product. However, I received a different report from military intelligence, which explicitly states that A230 is Novichok.
Predictably, the comments caused great consternation and were seized upon by Moscow within hours. A Russian foreign ministry spokeswoman said they proved Theresa May was lying in claiming that Russia was the only country to possess the agent, and said NATO, whose members expelled over 100 Russian diplomats in response to Salisbury, should follow President Zeman's lead and examine Britain's allegations more closely. But it wasn't long before Czech officials began to clarify, some diplomatically, others less so, the president's claims. The Czech Defense Ministry, which operates the military lab in Brno, issued a statement saying that A230 hadn't been produced but micro-synthesized, made in such tiny quantities, several micrograms, i.e. 1/1000th of a milligram, that it would barely harm a mouse. And, most importantly, while the substance was technically a member of the family of nerve agents, commonly known as Novichoks, it was not A234, the Novichok agent that was used against the Skripals in Salisbury. For critics, however, despite that clarification, the damage has been done to the Czech Republic's credibility and to Britain's claims. The waters have been successfully muddied outside of Russia by the leader of a NATO country. Veronika Fikova is an analyst for the Kremlin Watch program at the European Values think tank in Prague.
I do believe that the insiders and policymakers in Europe do understand that the president doesn't have executive powers in the Czech Republic. However, I still think that the symbolic value of his statements is quite significant. One of the reasons is that European media often refer to his statements as something that directs our foreign policy. The second reason is because of the domestic population has quite huge respect for him often, and you know, we like our president, so what he says, he has a huge informal influence, so what he says really matters to us. The third reason is how his statements are being used by the Kremlin's propaganda machine, and this way we're certainly undermining the British authorities in that specific case and the general unity of the European Union and NATO.
The Prime Minister, Andrei Babiš, alarmed at the apparent contradictory reports from two different intelligence agencies, later met the heads of both and emerged to tell reporters that President Zeman had clearly misunderstood their findings. Novichok was never produced or stored in the Czech Republic. Mr. Zeman's opponents, however, claim the affair is further proof that the Czech president has long been acting in another country's interests and not his own. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.